Okay, my presentation is separation of volatile production in tomato fruit exposed to chilling temperature and elevation by pre-chilling heat and mesosalicylate treatments. The most work done by two wheat scientists from China, it's Li Bing Wang and Jian Li. Then M. Plotto, Liz Baldwin, and myself, we just last a few years, we did some project. Today I only report part of that. And for cultivar, we used Florida 47 and Tigris. These two is the major Florida the commercial cultivar. Then we have a Tetley. It's a hybrid with a Crimson gene. This is James Scott, UF professor, developed, and Liz Baldwin involved in the quality evaluation and for new cultivar. And we another one is heirloom. It's Cherokee Purple. It's a Florida local heirloom and very popular and very tasty. And for harvest maturity, it's just overall introducing our research in recent years. We really harvested all four cultivars. All of them have different harvest maturities and harvest a lot of fruits. Therefore, you can select what you need. At least you can have the five fruits per replication, per replicate and three replicates. For today's my report, it's about the Florida 47. We harvested at mature grain, use the ethylene gastric fruit, then treated with the 52 degrees C for 5 minutes. This condition was based on Brett and Baldwin et al. The group's many years work and found this one kind of best. And we had another separate experiment is used the mesosalicylate, the 50 micromole. It's you go to the publication, you have found a lot of different concentration, different treatment. But this one was, I based on Chen Yi Wang's publication. Many years he used this, and his most recent publication, I think everybody here get experience to find which one is better. I suppose this one, really good result. And offer evaluation is after ripening at 20 degrees C, fruit was stored at 5 degrees C for 4 days. Of course, all of them have room temperature control. And here, most of the purpose is see if you purchase fruit from a store, you instead of leaving the kitchen counter, if you put it in your refrigerator, if you lost flavor or not. It's a very simple thing. It's most of the time we are thinking about the appearance, the peeling or whatever other thing. But it's for fresh fruit, generally you don't have the Chilean, typical Chilean appearance. But how about a flavor? It's what we did recently. And for really detailed thing about sampling and GCMS analysis, we only take the pericarp. We remove the inner tissue very quickly and under liquid nitrogen to crush the two small pieces. After that, to take some of the pieces, grind to powder, then put together with saturated calcium chloride, and then put it into a 20 milliliter vials, then use a SPME sampling and analyzed with GC-MS for volatiles. Here results one is hot water pretreatment elevated chili caused volatile loss. Here we often ask the question. We know it's quite a number of publications. If you after chili injury, you lost a lot of volatiles, but it's still really few publications have a detail which volatile you lost. And here we basically our GCMS condition, basically you can consistently detect about 50 compounds. Sometimes it can up to 70, but depending on the publication, mostly like the Liz Baldwin's publication, the Heracles publication, and even older publication and recent publication, we find in our detection have 18 of them are important flavor contributor. And here I introduce them, 15 of them, basically based on their metabolic origin. Here the first group is green chemicals. It's a fatty acid derivative. And the next group is terpenoids. I will not introduce the details. Maybe some of them you're very familiar, like methylheptanone. It's one of them. And the third group is basically from multiple groups. It's most of them from amino acids, but from different amino acids. Some is phenolic amino acid. The bottom few of them are from branched amino acids. And here it's our result. It's kind of busy table, small letter, but it's what I want to say. It's here's the control. Here's the major compounds group. Here's the compound name. Here's the control. Then heating only. Then chilling. Then heating plus chilling. Here's means. If you, before you do a chilling treatment, you do a preheating. What happened, you can see, I have the underlines, these compounds, you can find them off the control, you have a high concentration, and heat treatment have, most of them had a limited influence. Most of the times, reduce some, and but chili significantly reduce the concentration. But if you chili, if you do a heating treatment, therefore you alleviate the volatile loss. It's these five compounds basically had a similar result. Then we here is more clear to see this. And PCA analysis result. Basically, this here are two palette. The left side is a score plot. It's every of the circle indicates the treatment. What's the location here? Quadrant 1, 2, 3, and 4. Right side is the PCA loading plot. Here you can see if the quadrants 1 and 4 have a lot of them. It means you have a lot of volatiles. Here, for example, here you have a lot of beta ionone. And this side have less, and here have nothing. What it means here is control. Control, you have a lot of volatiles. Here, this one, it's a healing only. You have nothing. It just makes things very, from a two digital, you can, direction, you can see what the each treatment, the volatile overall profile. And here is the panel test, very simple paired panel test. We have a control and a heating. We ask our panelists which one you think has a better tomato flavor. You select one only. Therefore, basically, the panel selects similar, no different. But when you compare chilling and heating plus chilling, then people significantly like this heating plus chilling better. It means hot water treatment alleviated the chilling cost flavor loss. And even I'm going to be there. This is a methylsalicylate pretreatment alleviated chilling cost volatile loss. It's basically here. Today I'm only talking about methylsalicylate, but it's exactly this experiment we did. Both of the methylsalicylate and the methyljasmonate. Why I only see this? Because methyljasmonate, we really did not get neither positive nor the negative result. Therefore, just not talk about that. But it's very busy, but it's also similarly the pattern, but it's the next one is much easier. It's same PCA plot. Left side, you can, let's first see the right side. It means if anything located in this area, then here it's chilling only. Therefore, you lost all of your volatile, very low concentration. Here's the control. It has a lot. Here's the heat plus, not heat, sorry. It's a methylsalicylate, if pre-treatment, it's kind of improved a little bit, but it's still better than the chilling alone. Then similar experiment here, because we had multiple treatments, therefore we have control plus methylsalicylate. This one I will not mention because I said methylsalicylate really did not work. And control plus compared to methylsalicylate, if without chili, therefore no significant difference. But chili plus methylsalicylate plus chili, here same. But when you pretreat it with methylsalicylate, therefore you saved the flavor. And it's just introduced one of recent research published from Heracles group, and it's Bo Zhang, a scientist. And here, they did a lot of work, but it's for me, it's interesting. Okay. It's a transient increase in DNA methylation occur during chilling. He is saying, if you have a chilling problem, why you kill your volatiles? Because of methylation. Here's what we want to do in the future. But here's what either heat treatment or methylsalicylate pretreatment, what they saved volatiles. Basically, they only had one common. Basically, it's chilling kill everything. If you use some treatment, you can make some survive, is it better? It's really not really have both of them maybe don't have the same mechanism. And it's what I was interested about the DNA methylation and the pre-chilling heat or methylsalic treatment in the future if it's possible to do this research. Yeah, do I have a question? Time for...